Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. And thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning for introducing this show. Wow, what a wonderful grandson you are. And I'm so glad that you introduced Home-Based Business 101. We all know what time it is, people. It's Sunday morning. And on Sunday mornings, the last several Sundays, we've been going through Dr. Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking. The Power of Positive Thinking. That's right. The Power of Positive Thinking. Get your week started off with some positive thinking. And the topic today, I'm going to go through bits and pieces of Chapter 9 in his book called How to End the Worry Habit. For all of those who's out there, listening online, the chat room is open. The chat room is open, and feel free to post a chat, something that you want to reach me with or comment concerning the content and the things that we're going over this morning. So the chat room is open, and we're glad, you know, for our online listeners, and we're also glad for our call-in listeners. And for call-in listeners, if you, have something you'd like to share, all you have to do is send a text to 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774, and you can send your text messages to that line. Those listening online can put in your text messages in the chat room. Well, let us get ready to dive into this content because, you know, we only have a half hour this morning. We just want to get you, you know, your week started off good. And this is Chapter 9 out of Norman Vincent Peale's book called How to Break the Worry Habit. And I'll be reading from that and making comments along the way. It starts off, it says, you do not need to be a victim of worry. Reduce to its simplest form, what is worry? It is simply an unhealthy and destructive mental habit. He said, worry is an unhealthy and destructive mental habit. You know, why do we do it then? He says, you were not born with the worry habit. You acquired it. Oh, my goodness. So we picked this habit up. And because you acquired it, you know, it's an acquired attitude. You can cast worry from your mind. Now, I know we say, come on, man, you know, that just sounds too simple. Yes, since aggressive direct action is essential in the elimination process, there is just one proper time to begin an effective attack on worry. Do you know what that proper time is? That proper time is now. So let's start breaking your worry habit at once. That's what he wants to do in this chapter. We're going to go through some things and some techniques that he shares that can help you with breaking the worry habit. If you'd like to get a full copy of this book, The Power of Positive Thinking, all you got to do is text us your email address to 252-406-0774, and it's one of the many books we have in our e-book collection. And as you know, we also provide coaching and counseling to help you with your business and also your personal development. He goes on to say, why should we take the worry problem this serious? The reason is clear, stated by Dr. Smiley, ain't this an interesting name, this doctor's name is Smiley Blake, eminent psychiatrist. He said, anxiety is the great modern plague. Anxiety. You know, you hear people say, I'm having an anxiety attack. Anxiety is the great modern plague. A famous psychologist asserted that fear is the most disintegrating enemy of human personality, and prominent physicians declare that worry is the most suitable and destructive of all human diseases. Worry, because it creates stress. And physicians tell us that thousands of people are ill because of dammed up anxiety. These sufferers have been unable to expel the anxieties which have turned inward on the personality, causing many forms of ill health. The destructive quality of worry is indicative by the fact the word itself is derived from an old Anglo-Saxon word meaning to choke. If someone to put his fingers around your throat and press hard, cutting off the flow of vital power, it would be a dramatic demonstration of what you do to yourself by long held and habitual worry. We're told that worry is not infrequently a factor in arthritis. Physicians have analyzed the causes of this prevalent disease and assert that the following factors, at least some of them, are nearly always present in arthritic cases: financial disaster, frustration, tension, apprehension, loneliness, grief, long held ill will, and habitual worry. Wow. I mean, this worry piece is something that we really need to work on and eliminate in our lives. And I mean, it's so interesting that you know, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale addresses this in his book, because we need, you know, wow, it's mind boggling when we look at what worry causes. A clinic staff is said to have a study of 176 American executives of the average age of 44 years old discovered that one half had high blood pressure, heart disease, and ulcers. It was notable that in every case of those afflicted, that worry was a prominent factor. So, you know, it's the reason, again, why we're addressing this, because, you know, a lot of us that listen to the show, a lot of people listen to the show, it's Home-Based Business 101, and people out here building their business, and, you know, we need to make sure that we get worry and stress out of our lives. The worrier, so it seems, is not likely to live as long as the person who learns to overcome his worries. Wow. You know, so we got to eliminate this if we want a decent, you know, lifeline. It says in an article in a magazine called The Rotarian, magazine current article entitled "How Long Can You Live?" The author says the waistline is the measure of your lifeline. The article also declares that if you want to live long, observe the following rules. Here are the three rules: keep calm, go to church, eliminate worry. See, and so what he's saying here: keep calm. And, you know, I'm going to substitute that go to your temple, go to your synagogue, wherever you go for your faith-based worship. So in other words, he's saying you got to keep calm. You need to have a spiritual life and eliminate worry. He says a survey shows that church members live longer than non-church members. Better join the church if you don't want to die young. So in other words, again, he said, you know, faith-based. You know, your spirituality. So, you know, I say that, you know, to tell all of my listening audience members out there, you know, again, whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, a person who's a Buddhist, wherever you go to operationalize your connection with higher power, you need to make sure you don't cut that off, because it is necessary to help you with living longer. Married people, according to the article, live longer than single people, because this is perhaps because married couple can divide the worry. When you're single, you have to do it all alone. Woo, that's a heavy one for all you single folks out there. I mean, this is some deep stuff right here that he's sharing. And again, this is the book called The Power of Positive Thinking. What he's doing in this chapter right now is breaking down the first part of worry. We're going to get through this chapter, we're going to get, I got some areas which he highlights some techniques, and, you know, we're going to get into that. But just check out some of these statistics. He says married people live longer than single people. He said maybe it's because they can divide the worry up. Well, you know, sometimes they do, and then sometimes one of the partners worries more than the other. But again, the main thing is he's talking about we got to get rid of worry. A scientific expert on the length of life made a study of some 450 people who lived to be 100 years of age. All right, I'm ready to hear this one now. People that lived to be at least 100, what was it that helped them do this? He found that these people lived long and contented lives for the following reasons. One, they kept busy. Okay. Two, they used moderation in all things. And, you know, these are some steps that, you know, we need to look at. Keeping busy, using moderation in all things, they ate lightly and simply. Now, heavy eaters, You know, hey, I know some people that they basically eat one meal a day. Now I understand why. You know, he says you want to live longer, eat light and simple. Four, they got a great deal of fun out of life. Hey, that's something all of us need to work on. Five, they were early to bed and early up. You know, hey, I remember hearing that thing from Ben Franklin. I think it was the early to rise makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. Okay, well, we see, you know, this thing has something to do with also living longer. They were free from worry and fear, especially fear of death. Hey, again, that's something that, you know, we got to deal with too. You know, ain't nothing you can do to change it. It's going to happen. So why worry about it? They had serene minds and faith in God. So these seven steps that he said that these people had that helped them live longer. One, they kept busy. Two, they used moderation in all things. Three, they ate lightly and simply. Four, they got a great deal of fun out of life. Five, they were early to bed and early up. Six, they were free from worry and fear, especially fear of death. And seven, they had serene minds and faith in God. Have you often heard a person say, I'm almost sick with worry, and then add with a laugh, but I guess worry never really makes one ill? But that is where they are wrong. That is where they are wrong. Worry can make you ill. Dr. George Crail, a famous American surgeon, said, we fear not only in our minds, but in our hearts, our brains. That whatever the cause of fear and worry, the effect can also be noted in the cells, tissues, and organs of the blood. This is, you know, so this worry monster is a real deep thing that we need to address and deal with. And, again, we're reading from Dr. Norman Vincent Peale's book, Power of Positive Thinking, Chapter 9. And, you know, again, online listeners, you know, I see a few of you are online. You can, if you have a comment or something, you can post it in the chat room. Again, those that's listening via the phone line, you can send a text to 252-406-0774. And again, this morning we're going through the Power of Positive Thinking, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. And he's talking about how to eliminate the worry habit. He's still breaking some of this stuff down, and we're going to go into some of these techniques in a minute. All doctors, he declared, are having cases of illness which are brought on directly by fear and aggravated by worry and feelings of insecurity. And so, you know, again, as we talk about this thing, when people talk about the stressful economy and all of the stuff that they're dealing with in the election and all of that, is that we got to find ways and means to get rid of the fear and the worry and the insecurity that we're going through, because it'll kill us. You know, it'll kill us. It says, but do not be discouraged. You can overcome your worries. There's a remedy that will bring you sure relief. It can help you break the worry habit. And the first step to take in breaking it is simply to believe that you can. Whatever you believe you can do with God's help. Okay, step number one, Norman Vincent Peale says, you got to believe that you can break the worry habit. Here then is a practical procedure which will help to eliminate abnormal worry from your experience. Practice emptying the mind daily. This should be done preferably before retiring at night to avoid the retention by the conscious worries while you sleep. So, you know, in other words, you know, this is something we have to learn how to do, is release and let go, empty the mind. We go to bed so we don't be worried while we sleep. During sleep, thoughts tend to sink more deeply into the subconscious. The last five minutes before going to sleep are extraordinary importance. For in that brief period, the mind is most receptive to suggestion. It tends to absorb the last ideas that are entertained in waking consciousness. The process of mind drainage is important in overcoming worry, for fear thoughts, unless drained off, can cloud the mind and impair the flow of mental and spiritual power. But such thoughts can be emptied from the mind and will not accumulate if they are eliminated daily. To drain them, utilize the process of creative imagination. Conceive of yourself as actually emptying your mind of all anxiety and fear. Picture all worry thoughts as flowing out as you would let water flow from a basin and remove the stopper. Repeat the following affirmation during this visualization. With God's help, I am now emptying my mind of all anxiety, all fear, all sense of insecurity. Repeat this slowly 5 times, then add, I believe that my mind is now empty of all anxiety, all fear, and all insecurity. Repeat that statement 5 times, meaning while holding a mental picture of your mind as being empty of these concepts. Then thank God for thus freeing you from that fear. Then go to sleep. Okay, I'm going to read that again because this is powerful. It's really, really powerful what he's saying here. He said, in order to help you with draining your mind, you got to use your creative imagination. One of the things Napoleon Hill also talks about, you know, something we all need to learn how to do, using our creative imagination. He says, conceive of yourself as emptying your mind of all anxiety and fear. Picture all worried thoughts as flowing out of you as you would let water flow from a basin by removing the stopper. You know, when you move that stopper from the sink, you just watch the water go down the drain unless it's clogged up. Well, I guess he's saying the same with our mind. If it's clogged up with worry, we won't let it out. So we need to let it out. He said, repeat the following affirmation during this visualization. So you got to visualize whatever it is that you're worrying about, that you're letting it out of you. And then you say, with God's help, I am now emptying my mind of all anxiety, all fear, all sense of insecurity. Just repeat this slowly 5 times. He said, then add, I believe that my mind is now empty of all anxiety, all fear, all sense of insecurity. Repeat that statement 5 times, meanwhile holding a mental picture of your mind as being emptied of these concepts. Then thank God for thus freeing you from fear. Then go to sleep. Hey, that's what I'm going to be working on tonight, working on how to do that. You know, I mean, because we all need to, you know, to deal with this getting rid of this worry. And starting the curative process or foregoing method should be utilized in mid-morning and mid-afternoon as well as bedtime. Go into some quiet place for 5 minutes for this purpose. Faithfully perform this process and you will soon note the beneficial results. Okay, so he's giving us a technique. Giving us a technique here. And we need to take the action steps. He says, the process may be further strengthened by imagining thinking of yourself as reaching into your mind, and one by one removing your worries. See, a small child possesses an imaginative skill superior to that of adults. A child responds to the game of kissing away a hurt or throwing away a fear. The simple process works for the child because in his mind he believes that it's actually the end of it. The dramatic act is a fact for him, so it proves to be the end of the matter. Visualize your fears as being drained out of your mind, and the visualization will be, in due course, actualized. It's deep. He said, like, again, as a little child, you know, they have a little hurt, and you say, let me kiss it. And that's supposed to make it feel better or go away. Or they kiss it away, or they tell them, you know, rub it and throw it away. Well, you know, us adults, we forget to be childlike. And so we need to learn how to, again, as he said, to actually just feel ourselves reaching into our mind, each thing that we're worrying about, pick it out and remove it. You know, and I know some people out there saying, yes, sound easier said than done, but you got to let it go. You see, imagination is a source of fear, but imagination may also be a cure of fear. See, because we keep imagining what we fear. And I always use that term fear, false evidence appearing real. We make it appear. So, you know, we need to focus on that. Now I'm going to go to a technique that he says, a strategy that a prominent businessman he knew used. He says, one of the best illustrations of this technique and strategy against worry was a scheme developed by a businessman. He was a tremendous worrier. In fact, he was fast getting himself into a bad state of nerves and ill health. His practical form of worry was that he was always doubtful as to whether he had done or said the right thing. He was always rehashing his decisions and getting himself unnerved about them. He was a post-mortem expert. He is an exceptional, intelligent man. In fact, a graduate of two universities, in both instances with honors. I suggest that he ought to work out some simple method that would help him to drop that day when it was over and go ahead into the future and forget it. I explained the gripping effectiveness of simply dramatized spiritual truth. Well, he says God was a tremendous worrier, and it was, you know, and he, what was he worrying about? He worried about, did he say the right thing? Had he done the right thing? And he still would hold on to it after he had already did what he did. And he kept holding on to it, and it just caused him to have worry and stress. It is always true that the greatest minds have the best ability to be simple. That is, they have the capacity to work out some simple plans for putting profound thoughts into operation. And this man did that in connection with his words. I noticed that he was improving and commented on it. Okay, hold on here. Oh, yes, he said. I finally got the secret, and it has worked amazingly well, he said. That if I would drop into his office sometime toward the close of the day, he would show me how he had broken the worry habit. He telephoned me one day and asked me to have dinner that evening. I met him at his office at closing time. He explained that he had broken his worry habit by working out a little ritual that he performed every night before leaving his office, and it was very unique. It made a lasting impression upon me. Now let's go and see what this man's ritual was. We picked up our hats and coats and started toward the door. By the door of his office stood a wastebasket, and above it on the wall was a calendar. It was not one of those calendars where you see a week, a month, or 3 months. It was a one-day calendar. You could see only one day at a time, and that date was in the large print. He said, now I will perform my evening ritual, the one that has helped me break the worry habit. He reached up, tore off the calendar page for that particular day. He rolled it up into a small ball, and I watched him with fascination of his fingers slowly open, and he dropped that day into the wastebasket. Then he closed his eyes, and his lips moved, and I knew that he was praying, so I was respectfully silent. Upon finishing his prayer, he said aloud, amen, okay. That day is over, come and gone. Let's go out and enjoy ourselves. As we walked down the street, I asked him, would he mind telling me what you said in that prayer? He laughed and said, I don't think it's the kind of prayer. I don't think it's your kind of prayer, Pastor. But I persisted, and he said, well, I pray something like this. Lord, you gave me this day. I didn't ask for it, but I was glad to have it. I did the best I could do with it, and you helped me, and I thank you. I made some mistakes. That was when I didn't follow your advice, and I'm sorry about that. Forgive me. But I had some victories and some success, too, and I'm grateful for your guidance. But now, Lord, mistakes, success, or victories or defeats, that day is over, and I'm through with it. So I'm giving it back to you. Amen. Hey, that's a deep prayer. I'll repeat what the man said. He said, you know, when he rolled that tate up, and he threw it away in the wastebasket. He laughed. He told Dr. Reverend Norman Vincent Peale, he said, I don't think it's the kind of prayer you might like. But Norman Vincent Peale said, well, tell me anyway. And here's how his prayer went again. He says, well, I pray something like this. Lord, you gave me this day. I didn't ask for it, but I was glad to have it. I did the best I could with it, and you helped me, and I thank you. I made some mistakes. That was when I didn't follow your advice, and I'm sorry about that. Forgive me. But I had some victories and some successes, too, and I'm grateful for your guidance. But now, Lord, mistakes or successes, victories or defeats, the day is over, and I'm through with it. So I'm giving it back to you. Amen. All right. So, you know, again, you know, we see you have to come up, as he's suggesting here, with your own creative ways of using your imagination to tackle this thing called worry. you know, worry, how to, you know, to get it out of your mind. Get it out of your mind so it don't, you know, so it don't send you to an early grave. You know, that's the essence of the lesson he's talking about here, is getting worry out of your mind so it does not send you to an early grave, because he gave you the statistics on what worry will do to you. And I know none of you want that to happen to you. Again, you're listening to Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101, and, you know, we're really excited, you know, and happy for the over 39,000 people that have listened to a show here on Home Based Business 101. Truly, you know, making us have a lot of joy, because that means that, hey, people are getting something out of this show. And so what you want to do is make sure you go to the homepage of Blog Talk Radio. We have here Blog Talk Radio, Home Based Business 101. Leave a comment. If this show has, you know, done something great for you, leave a comment on that page, please. We really would appreciate that. Also, you can send us a text with your email address in it to 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Know that we can be able to stay in touch with you and get you on our email list. And also, you know, tax season is coming up, and we'd be more than happy to help you with your taxes. We also started a tax school for people who's interested in becoming licensed tax professionals. Again, all you got to do is drop us a line, or you can go to our webpage, which is www.thetaxhelper.wibbly.com. That's www.thetaxhelper.wibbly.com. If you go there, you can see the website. You can leave a comment on there. So we're starting in tax school. So far we have a couple students that have signed up, and I'm really happy about them getting involved in the process. And so, you know, we're here to serve and here to help. And that brings us to time to wrap up today's show. Again, we was reading from a powerful book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. If you'd like to get a copy of that book, it's one of the books in our e-book collection. Again, Texas. Your email address to 252-406-0774, and we'd be more than happy to get that book to you. Well, that brings us to time to close out, and as we close out our show here on Home Based Business 101, we will close out with our theme song called It's My Time. And, hey, until next time, have a great day. Love you. And, you know, hey, empty your mind and get rid of those worries so that you can enjoy life.